I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, February 9th. A Quincy home sustained heavy damage from a two-alarm fire yesterday morning. The flames broke out at 59 Pond Street just before 6 a.m. Flames and heavy smoke could be seen shooting from the roof of the three-family home. Firefighters were on scene there for several hours. There were no reports of any injuries, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. The Quincy Police Department is in the process of moving into their new headquarters. Today through Wednesday, the Police Department's Bureau of Records will be closed and then reopened in the new building on Thursday. All other walk-in services outside of the records requests will still be in the old building for the next few weeks. The Police Department, Fire Department Administration, and Emergency Management Department will all be moving into the new building. A public dedication ceremony for the new building will be held in the spring. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will deliver his State of the City address tonight. Koch will speak in the auditorium at Quincy High School at 7 p.m. Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, former Quincy School Committee member Emily Lebo, and Ed Kelly, president of the International Association of Firefighters, are all scheduled to speak. Koch is expected to dedicate the speech to former mayors James Sheets and Arthur Tobin, who both recently died, along with Tobin's wife. Students from Quincy and North Quincy High School will also participate by performing the national anthem and God Bless America. The speech will be live here on QATV, channels 9 and 1072, and at QATV.org. A reception will follow the ceremony in the high school cafeteria, and the public is welcome to attend. About 100 people at a shopping center in Hanover had to be evacuated from multiple businesses, including Macy's and Dick's Sporting Goods, because of a gas leak on Saturday. Firefighters arrived at Hanover Crossing within minutes after multiple 911 calls reported a gas leak in the area of 1775 Washington Street at about 4 p.m. Firefighters learned on scene that an exterior gas meter assembly had been struck by a snow removal equipment. Hanover firefighters urged the public to avoid the affected area and initiated an immediate evacuation after confirming there was an active gas leak with a significant vapor cloud extending from the damaged meter, accompanied by a loud roaring sound. The department recalled all of its off-duty firefighters for help. Evacuating occupants and establishing a secure hazard zone was complicated by the size of the parking area and the numerous access points throughout the shopping complex. Eversource responded to the scene and secured the leak, which was below the shutoff valve, about an hour after it began. National Grid also responded to assist with securing electrical service in the area. Once the gas leak was mitigated, firefighters conducted safety checks of nearby businesses. Several required ventilation. All but four stores were allowed to resume normal operations within an hour of the gas leak being secured. The evacuation was done as a precaution. Eversource said they hadn't heard of anyone needing to be taken to the hospital. The scene was cleared at about 6:45 p.m. However, Hanover Inspectional Services and Eversource remained on site to complete repairs to the damaged utilities. A Brockton man is being held without bail and facing 26 criminal charges, including machine gun possession, after prosecutors allege he was running a criminal enterprise from his local business. 31-year-old Philippe Jonet Branco was arraigned in Brockton District Court last Thursday. A judge held him without bail after prosecutors moved for a dangerousness hearing. His arraignment followed his arrest and an investigation involving the FBI and state police. During the course of the investigation, law enforcement found that Jonet Branco owned and operated a business on Crescent Street in Brockton. Investigators garnered evidence showing that the business was a central location for a criminal enterprise. Last week, the FBI, Brockton, and Randolph police executed a search warrant on Jonet Branco's Crescent Street business and apprehended him during a traffic stop. As a result of the search warrant, investigators seized several firearms, including a Glock machine gun and a hidden compartment, as well as marijuana and codeine. A number of the firearms seized at his store were loaded with high-capacity magazines. Jonay Branco is due back in court for a dangerousness hearing on February 9th. President Trump issued a proclamation on Friday reopening a huge swath of protected sea in the Atlantic Ocean to commercial fishing. Trump says the move would reestablish fishing in Northeast Canyons and Seamounts Marine National Monument off the New England coast, a nearly 5,000 square mile preserve east of Cape Cod that was created by former President Barack Obama. Trump rolled back protections in the area in 2020. President Joe Biden later restored them. Trump's proclamation is his latest move to try to strengthen U.S. fishing while rolling back existing conservation measures. He signed a broader order earlier this year. It calls on the federal government to reduce the regulatory burden on fishermen in the coming weeks. Trump has long been critical of the Marine Monument, which Obama described at the time as a chance to protect vulnerable undersea corals and ecosystems. Trump has described it as an unfair penalty on commercial fishermen. The president wrote in Friday's proclamation that he believed appropriately managed commercial fishing would not put the objects of historic and scientific interest that the monument protects at risk. Commercial fishing groups have long sought the reopening of the protected area and voiced support on Friday. Environmental groups have been highly critical of the move to reopen the monument to fishing. Some have vowed to fight it in court. 130 North Quincy High School students recently participated in the school's 67th annual STEM Fair, showcasing their talents when it comes to science, technology, engineering, and math. This year, students presented experiments in the areas of astronomy, physics, engineering, human behavior, and environmental science. The students are judged on their presentations, and cash prizes are awarded. This year, the top three winners had projects on yeast under attack, how natural acids break down cellulose, and the effects of salt on rust. Other projects studied heat, vitamins, fluoride, and solar panels. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up over 1,200 points. The NASDAQ rose 490. The S&P added 133. Asian stocks were higher. The dollar was down. The euro rose. And oil at $62 a barrel. In sports, Patriots lose Super Bowl 60 to the Seahawks 29-13 last night. The Knicks beat the Celtics 111-89. Chicago comes to Boston Wednesday night at 7:30. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny with a high of 27 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and low back in the single digits. Tomorrow, cloudy with some scattered snow showers and a high tomorrow of 32. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 37. And Thursday, high of 35 with sun and clouds. The marine forecast calling for 2-foot waves, northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 25 knots. High tide, 5:02 p.m. Sunrise, 6:48, sets at 5:08. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, February 9th.